Incinerator? No, that's where they throw things to be burnt up. Can't come to me.
What kinds of different houses would you know about? What kinds of different designs would you have for houses?
Almost any kind in Florida. Yeah. Some like spreading houses and others like high built houses. Mm-hmm. And some like pools in the yard.
Mm-hmm. What kind of building would you call this?
They call it the Baptist Towers, uh-huh. And there's several of them in the city, and all of them go by the name of Cathedral Towers, and the townhouse, mm-hmm. The Cathedral Church, the three.
Yeah. Let's see,
I think I can get by it.
Okay. Let's see, I can... If you have a tall building that people live in, and say a building like this, what kind of building would you say that it is?
A tall... department building.
And downtown you might have large buildings that banks might have offices in and things like that. And very, very high buildings. And what would you call that?
We call them skyscrapers.
What kind of men or what kind of people would take care of a large building like this? Would you have, there might be a staff of people to keep the premises outside and inside clean?
Well, they have two colored men here, mm-hmm. and besides the boss and the head secretary in the office, and then I think there's a bookkeeper in the office too.
And
other than that, why, you're supposed to take care of your own room, mm-hmm. such as sweeping it and dusting it and so forth.
Mm-hmm. In any large building, you might have a fellow that sweeps the floors.
Custodian.
If you're living in, if you have a private house and a lawn on the outside, keep the grass cut, you might have to use a
lawnmower.
What kinds of tools might you use to keep things?
Clippers and cycles and lawnmowers.
What would a cycle be?
A cycle is a bent, mm-hmm. bent knife, I guess, with a handle on it.
If you have a garden, what kinds of tools might you use to take care of?
You would have to have a hoe and a rake and a shovel and a plow if you had a big place to plow and a horse to pull the plow.
Mm-hmm. Now they use a lot of things to cut down trees with. Sometimes they use something that's gasoline-powered, and it has teeth on it that move around in a circle, and they can cut up a tree pretty fast. What would you call that?
High-powered saw, I guess.